astray while he throws a illusion home. Fortune bound to be, we'll surely follow him. Bless the freeman, bless the slave, bless the hero in his parade, bless the soldier, bless the saint, bless all those who march the way.
Take you on a little journey around some of the places we've been over the years. Where we've been to play, maybe we've been on holiday, maybe we've been working. But we're going to start off in Italy. Very early on we went to Italy, probably our first time ever playing abroad. And I went down with the road crew because I wanted to see what Switzerland was like, never having been there. And we drove down through France and we drove into Switzerland, and it really is what you see on the chocolate boxes. There are Swiss chalets everywhere. The logs stacked outside. But we decided, instead of taking the simple route of going through the tunnels, we decided to go up over the mountain passes. And we wound our way up through these windy roads, very narrow, hit the top of the mountain, looked down on the valley down below with more of these chocolate box houses. Wound our way down, then round the lake and up the other side. And gradually we got higher and higher, and we got above the tree line. And there we climbed to the highest point and looked over into the valley below, and there was just a solitary lake reflecting the sky. There were no houses now, we were above the tree line, there were no trees, but right beside that lake, in the middle of nowhere, there was a solitary bell tower with just one bell in it, and that inspired this song, which is Tears of the Van.
Thank you.
Trying to make a phone call home because one of my boys was ill, and I just couldn't get through. No matter how I tried, for some reason the international calls weren't going through, and there I was stuck up on this 16th floor of the hotel, right overlooking the busiest intersection in the middle of the city, and outside my window there was a tall column, as tall as probably as Nelson's column is in Trafalgar Square in London, and round the bottom there were these stone lions, and on the top of the column Nelson wasn't there, but there was a winged angel with a sword held up high, and at night they lit this thing up with blue lights, and it looked very, very spooky indeed, especially on the 16th floor looking the angel straight in the eyes, and it put the fear of God up me, I tell you. This song started to emerge. Thank you. have the wind open. It's good to see the sun again. Along from Sidmouth there's a small village called Branscombe. And Branscombe is worth everything for going there. Because it's owned by the National Trust, and most of the cottages there are little thatched cottages. And you wind your way down the village, past the wonderful pub, and then you come to the old bakery. And the old fellows, when I first moved down there, used to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning. They were well into their 70s, and they used to get up at 2 in the morning and set the ovens alight with the wooden faggots that they kept outside stored up in the garden. And then at 7 o'clock in the morning they get in their little green van and drive round the villages delivering the bread. But if you carry on down through the village, you come to the church and you park your car there and you walk up onto the cliffs, and stand up on top of those cliffs is absolutely magnificent. The cliffs are a really deep ochre red, and there are little streams trickling down them. And you look out across this turquoise sea that's as clear as anything. You can see the bottom right down 10, 12, 20 feet out. But you cast your eyes down on the beach, and there's a sight that defies description. It's a nudist colony. And this song was written about that village. Called A Glimpse of Heaven.
Great.
is an endless strings of green magic and to tease. Don't you want me see what I see? You surely know what I mean. I think I must have caught a glimpse of heaven. Beside the lake, and there are dragonflies flitting across the lake, thousands of dragonflies, and you just don't see them in England anymore. But the second time I went in the winter just before Christmas, and I went again across on the boat, and then got the overnight train from Gothenburg to Stockholm. And the trees obviously had no leaves on them, but they still looked beautiful against the snow. The lakes were frozen over, and there were just little tufts of grass sticking through the snow. And as we pulled into Stockholm station, there were bells tinkling in the air, and I couldn't work out what it was. and as I walked along the platform it got louder and louder. As I went out of the entrance of the station, I suddenly found out what it was. There were no taxis because there was too much ice on the streets. They got the horses and carriages out, and the horses had little bells in their manes that tinkled everywhere. And there were people skating on the lakes just right outside the station. It was absolutely a magical thing to see. The song was written at that time. This is The Flower and the Young Man.
While seasons change in timely way, the soft sea ever flows, where open moors lie cold and bleak, a single flower grows.
Everybody, can you remember? remember exactly where they were when the tragedy of September the 11th happened. I remember precisely because I was in my local pub with Jude and me, my son, and we were just sitting there having a drink. Nobody knew anything about anything, and then suddenly he rushed in from the taxi, and he'd been listening to it on the way over, and he said, don't you know what's going on? And we switched the television on and then sat there all afternoon watching the terrible events unfold. And we felt absolute devastation, as I'm sure all of you did. And I'd like to sing this song, which although it was written 30 years ago, it nonetheless sums up what it's like to have terror in your back door, because we've had it in Northern Ireland for many years. The children play games that they take from the streets. How can you teach when you've so much to learn? You are. We're going to do a song written by Brian here now. And it's a song written about his young niece called Alice. And Alice is just 11 years old, and sadly she suffers from Asperger's syndrome, which is a condition of autism. When Brian told her that we'd recorded this song, she looked up at him with her big eyes and said, "Oh, wow, am I going to be famous?" And Brian looked down with his big eyes and said, "With record sales like ours, no." But we put this record out as a single last year. It came out to coincide with National Autism Week, and we did it because we thought it might raise awareness of autism. There was also an ulterior motive, because I actually thought it might be a hit record. And I can imagine us being on heavy rotation on MTV. Me with a banjo would be a first. I was sadly disillusioned. opening track in our album, Bursting at the Seams. And Bursting at the Seams was kept off the number one position in England by Elton John and his album Don't Shoot Me, I'm Only the Piano Player. If I could have got hold of the bugger, I'd have shot him immediately. Years you live to love, the spirit of adventure slipped away. When a little sense of pride, you see down inside, it's lying, lying, lying to be free again. Lying, lying, lying to be free again. Young girl, I don't know. Feels you're lost away. Her only chance of love one passed by. But little does she know, this is hardly so. She is lying, lying, lying to be free again. Favorite season of them all. And I love spring because it has that glorious, vibrant, grassy, green feel about it. Summer's wonderful when you've got a hot summer's day, but in England we don't get many of those nowadays. But the favorite one of all is when the leaves begin to change from green to yellow, to red, that vibrant red, and then to brown, and then they fall, and the birds begin to take flight from pastures near me. This is awesome.
wildflowers grow upon your dark, your feet, soft morning snow. The pleasures when we thank you.
does it add me day? Because feeling astray, looking in the mirror at midnight, it was starting to rain. I sucked down your breasts and your legs opened wide. I could scarcely believe all the pleasures inside. All I know I need is to be all out in the cold. Whoever believed in astrological signs, under my eyes your name burns in the lines. Oh, now I know how it feels to be old, out in the cold. Out in the cold.
After all, it's just a revolution now. I despise. The dawn of revelations and the flower power prize. And I pity those poor children with no sunshine in their eyes. Round and round we go, round and round and round we go. Round and round we go, round and round and round we go. Round and round we go, round and round and round we go.
In a fashionable house,
surrender, drinking tea together in the afternoon of their lives. service matter, we now come to, I'm afraid, what must be our last number for this evening. Well, playing these songs like this really gives you, or gives us, the chance to explore the songs as they were once written. And sometimes they turn out slightly differently to what you expect. Sometimes they sound much the same, but it's always taking the song back, stripping it back to what it really once was before you stuck mellotrons on and drums and bass and all those keyboards. And well, I like mellotron myself.
Bye. right there.
Did you go down?
Oh!
Thank you very much. You've made two old men and me very happy. This is a bit I like when I just sit back with the slippers on, a mug of Horlicks or Ovaltine, and contemplate the world passing by. God bless you. Thank you very much for coming. And a real pleasure to come in today.
Thank you.